Hello, this is Bob Case with the audio blog of Case in Point. Today's audio blog is Gay Journalists Follow Their Lead. For a couple of years, I have been publicly saying that as Christian evangelicals look for methodology to accomplish a fair representation in the urban newsrooms of America, we can look to the gay rights movement as a role model. The evangelical journalistic community is divided as to strategy and tactics, just as the gay rights movement was once divided. There are evangelical journalists who advocate a more aggressive stance, and there are those who suggest a more passive stance. As a minority who felt the sting of discrimination in the newsrooms, gay journalists were not of one mind in formulating a unified approach to combating perceived bias and hesitancy among the editorial staffs. It is not arguable whether gay journalists have succeeded in getting a place at the editorial table. They have. And it is not arguable that evangelical journalists are not accepted, by and large, in the elite newsrooms. We are not. WJI aligns itself with those who argue the benefit is great for those news organizations of having evangelical journalists be included in the reporting and writing in the urban newsrooms of America. As evidence that we evangelicals can be responsible, fair, accurate reporters of events, we should be purposeful in the integration of evangelical journalists into the general journalism culture. One role model for integration is AEJMC, which has begun to host multi-hour workshops at their annual convention, sponsored by their lesbian, bisexual, transgender interest group entitled From the Headlines to the Classroom, How to Integrate Sexual Orientation Issues Across Curriculum. Now, AEJMC is the Professional Association of College Communication Departments in this country. And while I disagree with their lifestyle, the gays are pressing their case in professional forums. It is time for us evangelical to sponsor similar multi-hour workshops for the hundreds of evangelical journalism students in this country. This is Bob Case.